3 days from now, gay marriage becomes legal in Massachusetts. And with that comes a host of new rights and privileges for same-sex couples. But for many, that may not mean they get all the same benefits offered to their heterosexual co-workers. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
There is among gays and lesbians in Massachusetts an air of great anticipation of all that will come when they can finally, legally, say, I do. But for many gays and lesbians not familiar with the fine print of tax codes, insurance laws, and federal regulations, Monday, May 17th may turn out to be a disappointing day at the office. Kim Mills is with the Human Rights Campaign, a gay and lesbian advocacy group.
It's not the cure-all. It's huge. It is an enormous step. It's something that gay people, I think, did not expect to see in their lifetimes. But it's not the whole loaf.
Indeed, some gay and lesbian employees may be surprised to learn that even after May 17th, they're still not entitled to health insurance for their newly legally married spouses. That's because employers who are self-insured are governed by federal, not state laws. And federal law, of course, does not recognize same-sex marriage. Already, it appears some employers are going to deny benefits for same-sex partners, including the Boston Archdiocese and a local union. The IBEW's Local 103 says as far as it's concerned, spouse will still mean what it's always meant, a heterosexual husband or wife. Advocates call that mean-spirited and are vowing a legal challenge. Union trustee Mike Monahan says the policy may change down the road, but he says this was just not the right time to start offering benefits to same-sex couples.
When you're a trustee, you make tough decisions every day, and this is no different. You know, there's many times that people don't qualify for benefits. We look at it as a financial matter.
The differences between Massachusetts and federal law may also mean that gay and lesbian couples will have to pay more for benefits they do get. Since they're not married in the eyes of the federal government, they may have to pay thousands of dollars in taxes on a benefit like health insurance that others get tax-free. Advocates are also expressing concern that many same-sex couples may be left out in the cold if the advent of gay marriage also means the demise of domestic partnership programs. In Massachusetts, Beth Israel Hospital and Babson College, for example, have already decided to stop giving benefits to unmarried couples. An employment attorney, Rob Webb, says many more employers are likely to do the same.
They're saying that this is a spousal benefit. If you want the benefit, you have to walk down the aisle.
But gay advocates worry some couples won't make it down the aisle fast enough to avoid a lapse in coverage. And gay rights attorney Mary Bonato says even after May 17th, there may still be some gay and lesbian couples who can't marry.
Right now, for example, if you are in the United States military, your partner is, and you get married, an attempted marriage is grounds for discharge. I mean, because there are layers and layers of discrimination still against same-sex couples, there are going to be people who desperately need the protections of marriage but can't afford to take advantage of them because of other consequences imposed by discrimination of other states and the federal government.
Bonato is urging employers to keep their domestic partnership programs intact, at the very least until the future of gay marriage becomes a little more certain. A constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage is still alive in the legislature, as are legal challenges in the courts. But other advocates say they're glad to see companies cut their domestic partner programs. Devin Dewey is with the Greater Boston Business Council, a gay and lesbian business group.
I see it as being the same as having two water fountains for blacks and whites, then tearing one of them down. It means that society is now getting rid of the old vestiges of segregation.
Ultimately, some advocates note May 17th will mark a giant and unprecedented leap forward for their cause, and it's a hard time to be complaining about the glass half empty. They say they're celebrating too, but they can't help but caution that when the honeymoon is over and newlyweds return to work, married life may bring some disappointments too. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.